Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
Love is patient, love is kind. Okay, but not always.
Well, it's supposed to be.
It is supposed to be.
But you're right, it's not always.
It's not always. Okay, the month of February, we are doing our love series. We're talking all things love.
Yes.
The love of Jesus and love, relationships, all things love. But, you know, Valentine's Day is next week, of course. Oh, my word.
I'm just saying, it's one of the...
Dude!
It's the holiday that I probably like the least.
Well, at least you acknowledged it as a holiday. Okay.
I did, didn't I?
Okay. So, first of all, well, that answers my one question. Is Valentine's Day a women's holiday or a men's holiday? Like, do men tolerate Valentine's Day strictly for the ladies?
Some guys, sure. But then.
But y'all want gifts too.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Hold up. You want to say it's strictly for the ladies. It's like, but y'all expect gifts too.
Now, I said, when it comes to Valentine's Day. That's not the sentiment of all guys, right?
But you're the representative right now.
Oh, no pressure.
Sorry, guys.
No pressure whatsoever.
Sorry, he's your representative.
Hi, my name is Seth, and I represent the entire male population.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
I don't like Valentine's Day because there is a lot of social pressure that's on Valentine's Day. Oh, you have to do this or you have to do that. The other thing is, why is it a couple months ago, I could walk into a place and get a dozen red roses from the missus, and I didn't have to get a second mortgage on the house in order to pay for it. But now,
well, you know,
I got to bring in a fat wallet in order to get a dozen roses. Well, that I don't like.
Well, you know why.
I do know why.
That's how it goes.
I know. But back to the thing. Valentine's Day is for everybody.
Yes.
Right? And I think there are a lot of guys out there that enjoy getting something as a gift as well as giving something as a gift for Valentine's Day, you know?
But y'all don't want like roses and chocolates. There is a website, Manly Man or something, manlyman.com, where they give like, they have like bouquets of bacon and steak and stuff like that for guys. I always wonder because I never knew what to get my ex-husband for Valentine's Day. And now that I'm dating, I'm just like, do you really need anything?
No.
Like,
well,
what about we just go to dinner and...
Perfect.
You know?
I hate to say this, but you know what the key is here to that conundrum?
What?
Conversation?
Yeah,
actually
exactly.
Talk about it. What do you like? What is it that you would enjoy? One of the first conversations my wife and I had when we were first dating and that very first Valentine's Day was rolling around, you know, that's the one where all the pressure is.
Yeah, the first one, I think, yeah.
And she said, she said, do not, under any circumstance, get me anything heart-shaped.
Aww.
No heart-shaped box of candy, no heart-shaped cookies or cake, no heart-shaped jewelry, nada. And it was at that moment, it's like, I love you. I know you're the woman for me because it's like, let's not go cheesy, right?
Yeah, but
you just talk about it. What do you want?
I think, well, communication is key in every situation, every relationship. But see, I don't necessarily think heart stuff is cheesy. Now, some heart stuff will go overboard. Get me a heart-shaped Chick-fil-A tin full of Chick-fil-A minis. That's not cheesy at all.
No, that's chickeny.
Get in my belly. But heart-shaped jewelry, I'll take it.
Really?
Not all heart-shaped. Okay. It just depends. I love love, if that makes sense. So I want to celebrate Valentine's Day. Now, I've had people say, if you love each other all year long, what is one day? I think sometimes just taking the time, saying, hey, we are busy. Life gets in the way. But on this particular day, we are going to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to make an effort to celebrate each other, to celebrate sure. our love. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, it's the same logic of why do we celebrate a birthday once
right.
a year? It's because we're intentional about yeah. the, you know, moving on. Some of us have had more birthdays than others. why do we celebrate other things once a year? It's to have the intentionality of doing something special for that particular occasion. I don't remember exactly when, but for the last several years, we have a tradition in our family. I make a particular meal, mm-hmm. and then I do a chocolate fondue for dessert with all the, you know, the pound cake and the fruit and all the yeah. stuff. That's our tradition. That's how we celebrate Valentine's Day. We stay at home, and I cook a special meal.
See, and that's another thing. I don't think Valentine's Day necessarily has to be just, you know, just you and your honey doing something. If you're in a family, you can make Valentine's Day.
Sure.
You incorporate your whole family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you
do something
with your...
It doesn't just have to be romantic love.
Right.
It's family love. It's relationship love.
Right.
Friendship love.
I love the Galentine's Day. I love where... You know, the single ladies get together and have a Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
I love, hey, when I wasn't dating, I would treat myself on Valentine's Day.
Did you really? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
I would get
you.
Myself a dozen of dark chocolate covered strawberries. Did I eat them all? Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah. So
no, that's
I
seriously.
Think, yeah.
You know, you bring up Galentine's Day, and we were talking about whether it's just for the men or just for the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, that type of a celebration, that is just for the ladies. Us guys don't, hey, let's have a Galentine's Day, Valentine. No, that we're not doing that.
Okay.
That, guys don't do that.
Okay, y'all probably get together, but don't call it that or don't tell anybody.
I've never gotten together with my buddies on Valentine's Day. That would be weird.
Okay, but this year y'all are doing it, but y'all are going to do it on Sunday the 13th for Super Bowl.
Well, okay. That's okay. I see your point. Okay. Yeah, but there is not a guy on the planet. There's not a guy on the planet that's like, hey, Bob, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Well, I had nothing really planned. Why? Well, why don't you come over and we'll have some wings and chips and some, you know, some snacks and we'll watch a football game over the weekend. How about that? That sounds great. Now, that conversation, I'll put money that conversation never happened. Thanks for the invitation, man. I was wondering what I was getting. No, that doesn't happen. But, you know, there's we kind of stepped into the thing of the difference between Valentine's Day for married and for single.
Yeah, so this time of year for a lot of singles is kind of like, okay, here we go. This is... Single
Awareness Day.
Single Awareness Day.
That's what a buddy of mine calls it.
Awareness Month. And, you know, and it's not like that for all singles.
No, of course not.
Some people who are newly single, some people who are struggling through their season of singleness may feel really left out during this time. And there are a lot of us who have been single for a while now who've gone through some things and we're very
right.
comfortable in the season we're in right now.
Yep.
And we're like, you know what? This is where God has us. And, you know, that's fine.
When you are comfortable, that's a blessing from God.
Yes. But not everybody's there yet. And so this can be like a really tough season for a lot of people. And I just think with Valentine's Day, it's so... it's so easy for people to forget that love isn't just couple love. Love isn't just relationships that we have with each other. Love is the love Jesus has for us.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to lose sight of that when you are single and you see all of these couples around you.
Yeah.
And you want that relationship of having a companion. And you are trying so hard to be fulfilled with the love of Jesus when you want that physical relationship.
Right.
You want that companionship. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest. When I was early in my divorce and I was newly single, I couldn't stand you married people during Valentine's Day. because I mourned my marriage. And we had gotten to the point where we didn't do a whole lot during Valentine's, on Valentine's Day, or, you know, in that season. But we were together. And I tried my best to think, oh, I have the love of Jesus. Jesus loves me. I don't need anybody else. But you long for that.
Right.
And it took me a while to get to the point of being okay in my season of singleness. But the last thing a single person wants to hear is another married person telling them that. And I just urge anybody who is married during this season to just look at another single person and give them the advice of, you know what? You have Jesus. You don't need anybody. You know, we don't want to hear that.
No.
Yes, it is true. It is totally true. We do have Jesus. We know Jesus loves us. We know that love is here for us 24/7, not just in February, but we are human in our longing to have a companion. And there is nothing wrong with wanting that.
Right.
We just have to get to the point where we are comfortable in our season of singleness. But you being married and telling us that you just need Jesus, that does nothing for us.
No.
And it sounds condescending.
Well, and
you
it's
know
not
what I mean?
Encouraging at all.
It's not encouraging.
It's not taken that way. It's very important that we emphasize that it is, there is, first of all, nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with your situation when you do feel like I'm alone and I'm longing for somebody to be in my life.
Wanting human.
Right. Yeah. That is not a lack of faith on your part.
Right.
That is not a defect in your personality. There is nothing wrong. That's called being human.
I guess that was the point.
And that's how God has wired us. That's very important to understand that we have those emotions and those feelings because that's how God put us together.
Yes. And you worded it so much better than I did, I guess, because, you know, that just took me back to a place. But you're exactly right. And that's the point I was really trying to make is that instead of telling a single person that or making a single person feel like they're wrong in wanting that human connection and wanting to have a human relationship, try understanding or just try encouraging them.
Yeah.
But there have been so many times that when a single person, especially during the month of February, just tell someone, you know, I'm feeling really left out during Valentine's Day. I'm really longing for someone special in my life, especially when you see all of these booed up couples. And in my own personal life, you will not believe how many Christian people, how many married people have said, you just need Jesus.
Yeah.
That's just not what we need to hear. That's not what we want to hear. We know these things already.
But it's you're combating the feelings.
Right,
you're combating
exactly.
the feelings. And one of the things, and this is maybe kind of a far stretch, but one of the things that always encouraged me whenever I was dealing with something and feeling kind of like I'm the only one in the world that is going through this. I am just so specially messed up that I'm the only one feeling this or having this issue. Is when somebody would say, you know what? I know exactly how you're feeling. I have been through this too. And they shared their experience of, yeah, I went through a time of being alone and feeling empty and feeling like there was a part of my life, an important part of my life that was missing. That helps people understand they're not alone in how they feel. They're not weird. And they're not broken. They're not wrong.
Right.
But and that helps when you realize that there are other people. It's like, oh, you understand how I feel. You have felt it as well. You're not trying to correct me. You are, and this is something I'm not good at, you're empathizing with me. You
oh my
are
goodness.
Saying, I identify with how you are. Let me explain to you how perhaps this is how God worked me through the circumstance. He may do something completely different for you, but the point is God will see you through it.
Mm-hmm.
The fun part is the waiting.
Yeah. I had a friend one time. I actually went with her to buy her husband's Valentine's gift.
Sure.
And this was years ago. I think I had been divorced maybe a year. I was like a year in, and I actually went with her shopping for her husband's Valentine's gift.
Awkward.
And she got married right out of high school. She didn't know what it was to be alone.
Right.
And so she didn't know how I felt. But when I told her, she didn't try to tell me, you know, Jesus still loves you, anything. She said one sentence, "That must be so hard for you."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Like, all I needed was somebody to validate my feelings. That is all I needed.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah, it is hard for me. And that right there, it was like, I felt seen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need her to tell me anything else after that. That one sentence made me feel seen.
Because you know God sees you. You know
yes.
God hears you. You know God is working on the circumstance. But the physical right here in front of you right now, it's like, but I'm waiting. When you have somebody, a friend, a compatriot, somebody go,
So
I get it.
I just pray that if somebody isn't comfortable in their season of singleness, I do pray that they know, hey, you are not alone. You are totally valid. Your feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray that you do get to a point where you do see your worth in you see your worth, and that you become comfortable in being by yourself, because that's basically what it boils down to. You're mm-hmm. comfortable with yourself, and once you become comfortable with being by yourself, then you get comfortable in your season of singleness.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean you're not ready and you don't want that companionship, because being comfortable where you are doesn't mean, hey, I don't long for my companion. I'm not waiting.
I know.
But you're comfortable in your waiting. You're comfortable while you're waiting on God to send you the one.
We're not exactly experts in relationships and love.
Right? Not at all.
Okay. But I will tell you from my personal experience, once, because I went through a divorce as well. Once I became comfortable in who I was as a single individual, once that settled in and I'm like, you know what? I am a whole person as I am. Yes, I would like somebody to share my life with, but I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah.
What do you know? That is when the opportunity came where God started to bring somebody into my life, because I was no longer somebody like a magnet waiting to cling on to somebody.
Right.
I was now a whole individual that had things to bring to the relationship, and I was ready to receive from a relationship. And it's interesting. You've got to get to the point where you're good all on your own, and then you never know. Doors start opening when that happens.
Yeah. Well, for me, I really did have to work on my relationship, relationship with Jesus first.
Yes.
And it does sound like cheesy, cliche, but I did. Like, I was praying so hard for God to send me someone, God. God, my marriage didn't work, and I'm good. Like, I went through a period where, since my marriage didn't work, I was good. I didn't want anybody. But then after a while, I was like, okay, I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm.
God, just send me someone. God, send me someone. When I felt like, you know, God, what I really should have been praying was to be closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started changing from, God, bring me closer to someone, but God, bring me closer to you, then whoa. Okay, God, you can stop now, because now my specific prayer needs to be, okay, God, not him.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I need to confess something, because I think there's some guys that go through this.
Yeah.
When I got divorced, I went through the same thing, but I handled it differently. I was praying, God, I need you to bring somebody into my life. I'm ready. No, you aren't. No, you aren't. But I thought I was. And so I waited. Okay, like 2-3 whole days. I waited for God to answer that prayer.
You said 2 or 3 whole days.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And when God didn't, it was like, okay, I see. I'll take care of this myself. And I began to fill that void on my own. That was the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely the wrong way to go. But I am a very stubborn individual.
No.
Interesting commentary. But I am. And God knows that there are times that the only way I learn a lesson and take it from head knowledge to heart knowledge is I got to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I got hurt. And it was my own fault. But the end result was the same. Quit leaning on my own understanding and lean with everything I am on Jesus.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast with Seth and Jess is sponsored by Mardell Christian and Education Store. Mardell has the largest Bible selection with over 2,000 different Bibles to choose from. Best-selling books are 40 to 50% off every day, and all others are 20% off. Hey, I love discounts. Mardell has expanded their apparel department and now offers more Christian apparel selections for the whole family. You can sign up at Mardell.com to receive the Mardell emails and be notified of sales, events, and receive coupons directly to your inbox.